Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's Entertainment Buzz.
One of the top movies on Netflix right now is a new flick that just came out called Love at First Sight. And I watched it over the weekend. It was really cute. If you haven't seen it yet, it's about two people who fall in love at an airport.
But are they naked?
We're not interested unless we can see their dinglings.
Save that.
Have you watched any more of Naked Attraction?
No, absolutely not. My mother was in town all weekend, which
Talk
I did.
Talk about good family bonding, right?
Dude, it did cross my mind. Like, how funny would it be if I was sat there and be like, oh, Mom, I want to show you this new show. And I just started playing it, and I wanted to film her reaction.
It's Jimmy's favorite. You know what? That's like the top show on HBO right now, Naked Attraction.
Is it?
It is.
I want to be clear that because we've been talking about it so much, this is not porn.
No.
It's like anti-porn, actually. it's a fascinating experiment about nudity because the people on the show are so comfortable nude. And I will be honest with you, my fans, I started watching it also. It makes you feel much better about your own body.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they're all like average. I mean, that's what's out on M Street right there. That's it. So, I
There's
mean,
all
it's
different
regular.
Types of boobies and vajayjays and penises
and butts. Lots of hairy butts.
Bad look.
It's interesting seeing nude people in a non-sexual environment. But anyway, back to my very wholesome film that's rated PG-13. So there's not nudity, but you know.
So it's a movie?
It's a movie. And basically it's about two people who fall in love at an airport, fully clothed. And one of the guy's quirks in the film is that he's obsessed with statistics. So throughout the entire film, he's like rattling off the statistics of how likely they are to be together and blah, 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 blah. And spoiler alert, because this is a clearly romantic film, the couple gets together. I know it's shocking. And the narrator ends up listing off their romantic stats at the end. So they're married for 58 years, had this many arguments, kissed this many times, had sex this many times. And I decided to compare them to the average married couple's statistics to see how they stack up. Like, are they better or worse compared to the average couple? So in the movie, it says that they were married for 58 years and had a total of 1,462 arguments. Do you think the average married couple has more or less arguments than that?
Oh, God. 1,400 and what?
1,462.
I guess the 62 doesn't matter. 1,400 fights?
In 58 years?
In 58 years.
So that's 25 arguments a year.
Daily. way more.
More?
Way more. The real couple.
No, I'm going to... more or less.
You said 25 a month?
Well, fights and arguments, like, God, they're different.
I would have thought more, too.
More than 1,400. God, this sounds so freaking exhausting. Jesus. Higher, probably.
I'm going to say lower. I want it to be lower.
That's very hopeful of you because the answer is 5,800 arguments.
Why would you get married? Don't get married.
I'm telling you.
Just don't.
But I mean, they could be big arguments. They could be little arguments. They didn't, you know, size doesn't matter when it comes to fighting. Okay. And for kissing, they said that over the span of 58 years, they only kissed 12,872 times. Do you think the average couple kisses more or less than that?
I hope it's more. I'm a fan of the kissing. I hope it's more.
221 times a year. I'm going to say more.
More, for sure.
Less
than that?
Yeah, I'm thinking less.
So this is the one that has the biggest disparity between the average real-life couple and the fake couple, because I don't understand how the math is mathing with this, because, the average couple kisses 572,033 It's six figures, essentially.
572,033 kisses.
Yes, it's a lot. Like, I mean, a ridiculous amount. So if this is right in the movie for, you know, this fictional couple, they only kiss once every 1.6 days.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully you do it every day.
Every day? What? Do you get...
No.
You kiss every day, right?
No.
No?
I mean,
it's a, I'd like to, but I don't keep track. But like, there can be like a couple of days where we haven't kissed.
Really?
Yeah.
You too?
My husband, this is something that we are, it's ever since our vacation, it is priority. We kiss each other before I leave. And we kiss each other before we go to bed. Huh. So we kiss at least twice a day.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, at least twice a day. That's how we start the day. That's how we end the day.
Interestingly enough, when I was at the baby shower over the weekend, I was outside with about maybe 8 married men, all married. And my date brought me a drink from inside and then gave me a kiss and went back in. And every married guy was like, oh, y'all must have just started dating.
Yeah.
Just over that, I was like, that must be brand new. So maybe that's true.
Well, the math wasn't mathing when I compared it to how many times they have sex, because they've had 5,787 sexy times over their 58 years. The average married couple, 3,248. So every that means they're really only kissing when they're having sex.
That's a good time.
For more stories, to thebirdshow.com, clicky buzz.
The Bird Show.